Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a beautiful song, right? And what a beautiful movement. Come, Jesus, come.
很美好的这个佳音舞团的敬拜，耶稣再来。
How many of you want Jesus to come right now? Man, a lot of you. Is your life hard right now? Right? How many of you don't want Jesus right now? Oh, some of the hands are going up right now. That is interesting, right? Yeah, how many of you singles want Jesus to come right now? All right. I was just sitting here, just listening to the lyric and watching, and I was getting all emotional because there are aspects of heaven that I want to experience so bad. I want to see the people that went before me. I want to go and see my Lord face to face. Just thank you for that. Thank you for that.
我在坐在下面听这个大家的敬拜的时候，我心里面有很多感触。有些在天堂的事情，我很愿意现在都可以体会到。我可以想象，曾经逝去的人，我希望和他们能够重建、重新体会到天堂的美好。
And I was also thinking, what if some of our children joined them and do that together? I think that would be a beautiful sight to see as well. I'm just giving Brenda ideas.
希望以后是能够有儿童和我们一起参与敬拜，这是给 Brenda 舞团敬拜的一个主意建议。
Let's open our Bibles to Acts chapter 6, and we'll read from verse 1 through 6.
今天我们的经文是《使徒行传》第六章1到6节。那时门徒增多，有说希利尼语的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。 因为在天上的供给上，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇，十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：“我们撇下神的道，去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。但我们要专心以祷告、祈祷、传道为事。” 大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、波罗哥罗、尼加罗、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。And pray.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We ask for your wisdom to prevail over ours. May the word of God call us to obedience. In Jesus' name, amen. The church in Jerusalem was a very vibrant church. It was doing everything right. 120 people becomes 3,000 people in one afternoon. Apostles are preaching. People are getting healed. Groups of people who will never eat together will come together, eat, and they're sharing their wealth with those who have little. There's no problem here, no budget problem, no one's fighting with each other, seats are getting filled. It's just one of those beautiful church at this time.
这个在《使徒行传》里面，这个耶路撒冷的教会，当时是一个圣灵充满的教会，他们在一个下午的时候，从120人就变成3000人受洗，然后教会使徒的这个正道也是大有能力。 然后是大家互不相识的这个不同的会众，从不同的背景也在一起，互相的吃饭，在一起敬拜神。从外面看起来，这个教会是一个大大十分兴旺的教会。In
the middle of this vibrancy, a complaint rises about bread.
在这个欣欣向荣的教会里面，有一个这样的一个抱怨。So
by this point, the church was made up of different groups of people. Some were believers who have grown up in Jerusalem and they spoke the same kind of language that their grandparents did. And then there are another group that came from hundreds of miles away from the city and they had accent and set of different customs. So if they open their mouth, you can tell they're from another place. And under normal circumstances, you will not find them eating together. And gospel has placed them together. The miracle is that they are together, they're worshiping, and they're sharing. And in the midst of all of that, a problem rises.
在这个时间，这个教会主要有两部分人，一部分是一直生活在耶路撒冷周边的 讲希伯来语的犹太人，还有一个是就是散布在各地遵从希腊文化的说希腊语的这些信徒，在正常的情况下他们两个背景是完全不同，很难会聚集在一起，但是因为福音的缘故，大家聚在一起来敬拜神。
The church had daily practice of gathering food and distributing to the widows each day and the poor. So two groups of people, the Hebraic Jews who live in Judea, their whole lives was one group and they were speaking Aramaic. Another group was Hellenistic Jews and they're from different parts of the country or area. And then somebody noticed that these Greek-speaking Jews, the widows, were not getting the same amount of food the others were getting.
就是还是教会有个每天这样的事情，就把收集来的食物，大家奉献的食物，然后分给孤儿和寡妇。还有这两个不同的人群里面，就是讲希伯来语的，在耶路撒冷附近的这个信徒和讲希腊文的这个希腊语的这些信徒，从各个世界各个地方来到耶路撒冷教会这些信徒，他们中间就有人发现是。给讲希腊文的这些孤儿寡妇的面包会少了一些。
It was a fight over bread portions. The complaints spread. People started murmuring. The church that once was alive and generous a few weeks ago started to split up because of this issue with bread.
是因为这个面包这个供给是分配的问题，所以说以前一个特别几个星期之前还是一个合一的。很有生命力的教会，现在因为这个事情，大家在下面窃窃私语，有不同的抱怨在产生。
At this point, we can think about it. I mean, think about the gravity and the silliness of this issue. The church is birth. Jesus died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Pentecost, Holy Spirit comes. Church is birth. People's lives are impacted. Gospel is going beyond Jerusalem. And what threatens the church is not persecution. Is not theological issue.The movement is threatened because of bread. It's so human and so silly.
大家这个事情一方面是十分的严重，另一方面也看起来是有点荒谬。我们在这个时刻是耶稣在十字架上为我们而死，然后福音然后传播到世界的各地。但这个时候，这个教会的发展不再是因为。是因为这个面包分配不公的问题而可能受到威胁，而不是外面的迫害和别的事情。
The first thing I want to share with you is that small things can undo you faster than big things can.
第一件事情，我要给大家分享的是，小事比大事更容易坏事。
You can have 9 things going well and 1 thing going bad, and then all the energy that 9 things are producing will be spent on that 1 thing that's going bad.
我们可以做对九件事情，但做错一件所谓的小事情，然后这件小事情就可以让另外九件对的事情的果效就消失。
There was a man who was very inspired and excited, and he was on fire for God. And he went through months of training, and he wanted to serve the church. And he was an accountant background, so he wanted to serve in the accounting, and they put him in accounting for his church because they needed help, and he worked really hard.Then at the general meeting, he had prepared a financial report. And someone in the room looked over the number and said, hey, there was an event. Where is that income on the report? And this man shared it as a clarification. He was asking a question. But then the language he used made it like he was accusing this person. So the question sounded like he was accusing this man.
我想跟大家分享一个故事，就是一个这样的一个有财会背景的这样的一个信徒，他蛮有热心，然后又经过培训，很愿意服侍教会的事工，所以他就被放在这个管理财会的事工上面。他有一次就是在他准备了这个财会报告之后，有一个人在一个大会上就问他，那个审计的过程就问他，为什么有一个这个项目收入的项目却没有。在这个问话的人命问这个问题的时候，只是想知道，想得到一些澄清。但这个服侍的这位弟兄，他感觉好像是他受到了一个指责。
And this man was not stealing anything. Everyone knew he was an honest man. The money just had been categorized differently. It was a bookkeeping distinction and nothing more.
这位弟兄其实是大家都相信他，他并没有偷窃到教会的这个款项，他只是根据他的这个判断，把他这项收入放在了这个不同的一个报表的地方。
And that careless word followed this man home. When he laid on his bed, it just kept ringing in his mind. Whenever he passed the church building, he thought about that day. All the training, worship, conviction, hours of service didn't matter anymore. That one statement undid it. And eventually he quit the ministry, he quit the church, and he stopped coming.
就是因为这样一个问话，让这位弟兄一直在想，他晚上的时候在想，他在开车经过教会的时候也在想这个事情，结果最终发展到一个地步，他就是决定不再去在教会侍奉，然后也最终的离开了教会。
And that's the bread issue. In the grand scheme of things, it's only very small, tiny. It wasn't a theological issue, it wasn't a persecution issue, it was a minor issue, a misunderstanding that kicked this person out of a church.
在一个整体的事情，我们看这个，这确实是一件小事，这不是关于神学教育的问题，也不是关于受迫害的问题，仅仅是一个好像饼的问题。但就是因为这样一个小事，这位弟兄决定是离开教会。
You know, churches spend a lot of time talking about big threats to faith, like persecution, cult, doubt, moral failure, and so forth. And those are serious matters that we need to deal with. But what actually knocks individual believers to the ground are not those things most of the time. It's the piling up of little things, the careless words and that never gets addressed, the credit that somebody else gets, or a comment somebody makes. And these things are small, so we don't bring it up. But because we don't bring it up, it piles, it incubates, and it builds inside of a person, it wears them down.
我们在教会里经常会讨论教会所面临的各种挑战，是大家的不相信，受逼迫，然后道德的沦丧等等。但很多时候，在我们教会里面，绊倒弟兄姊妹的不是这些大的事情，而是因为所有的小的事情，一些所谓的小的事情没有及时得到处理，它在下面慢慢的发酵，慢慢的累积。这样最终的话会导致信徒的离开。
Jesus said, if you are faithful to little things, you will be faithful in large ones. You can actually reverse that and it will be true. Whoever keeps getting undone by small things will eventually be undone completely.
耶稣告诉我们说，人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。我们可以把这句话也反过来，如果我们经常被一些小事情来绊倒的话，我们最终也会被彻底的绊倒。
So learning to deal with small things isn't a minor skill, it's a very important skill upon which we build other things on.
这一点就告诉我们说，把小事做好并不是一个无关紧要的能力，它是我们可以建立做更重要的事情的根基。
I used to know this deacon, an amazing guy. He would help out our youth group, drive us far. But then the way he spoke, his language is very edgy and very, sometimes very direct. So when somebody hears it, they can get hurt very, very easily. So when I'm talking to him, it's like I have to be very careful. But then one day he sent me an email, and the email was so nice and warm. I thought he was a different person.
我认识这样一个执事，就是他讲话的方式比较直接，而且有时候很容易伤害到人。我在跟他交谈的时候，有时候就是要特别的小心。但有一天我收到他发的一封邮信，这封邮件里面去展示出好像是一个完全不同的人，是充满了关心和温暖。
I would think that when he was writing that email, he considered how to phrase things, how to share. But when he's talking, he's not thinking that way. So it just comes out, and often people get hurt because the way the phrases were used. His intention is not to hurt people.But people receiving it are getting hurt because of how he says things.
我想他在写那封邮件的时候，他在考虑到了如何是让他的表达能够更好地表达他的爱心和他的关心。结果是，但是他在讲话的时候，他确实很少考虑这些事情，就让自己脑袋里面想的事情直接的就出来。这样的话，往往会经常伤害到周围的人。
So we don't want to walk on an eggshell all the time, but we do need to be more mindful of what and how we say things, because a small comment can ruin somebody's faith and their faith and the journey within a certain church.
我们不想让每个人就是好像在行走在这个鸡蛋壳上面，做任何事情都谨小慎微，但是我们确实要认真的考虑我们讲话，我们做，尤其是讲话对听者的影响。我们不想因为我们的话语而绊倒弟兄姊妹。
The second point we get from this scripture is God put Spirit in charge of small stuff, not just big stuff.
第二件事情我想分享的是，神让圣灵掌管小事，不仅仅只是来掌管大事。
The scripture in verse 3 says, Select seven men who are well respected and are full of spirit and wisdom.
这个经文告诉我们要选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充满的人。
Isn't that interesting? To solve a bread problem, they're not looking for an administratively skilled person, someone with raw talent. They're looking for somebody who's full of the spirit and wisdom.
这个是给我们一个很好的提醒，仅仅是为了这个分配饼的问题。他们要寻找，使徒要寻找的不是这个特别有管理能力的人，而是要寻找有好名声和被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
Full of spirit and wisdom, that sounds like you're looking for somebody who's going to preach the word, share the gospel, share the Bible study. But here, those are requirements to handle the bread line. What an interesting line.
被圣灵充满和智慧充足的人，这样的标准对我们来说，经常是要在教会做讲道或者带领查经等等很属灵的事情，但这个时候使徒却告诉我们，我们需要这样的人，圣灵充满和智慧充足的人来做像分配面包这样的事情。
Now I do this sometimes too. When there's an issue and you want to resolve it, you look for somebody who is gifted in that and able to solve that. But the Bible says that's not the first thing you look at. The first thing you look at is are they filled in the Spirit? Do they have the wisdom of God?
我也会常常容易这样做事情。在我有一个事情需要解决的时候，我第一考虑的是谁有能力做这个事情。但是这段经文告诉我们说，我们需要找的能够处理的是被圣灵充满和智慧充足的人来在教会所有的事工里面。
What I noticed in the years that I've been in church is that sometimes complaint comes up and the wrong person go in there and the complaint becomes bigger. What you need is somebody who has a guy who is bigger than the complaint, so that complaint is small as it should be rather than get blown up.
我在教会服事的经验里面是，有些一个小的抱怨，如果是错误的人去处理这个问题的话，这个抱怨会变得更大。我们需要的是，就还是被圣灵充满和充满智慧的人，这个人是要超越这个事情本身，这样的话才能够让这个事情得以解决。
So they said two requirements, full of spirit. Now full of spirit, you're right, Book of Acts, sometimes it's called Acts of Apostles, sometimes it's called the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Peter preaching, the Spirit. The church coming together, Spirit. Sign and wonders of healing, Spirit. When bread is threatened to split the church, apostles don't propose a better program or better system. They ask for Spirit-filled people.
就是被圣灵充满，整个使徒行传，我们可以说也是一个圣灵的作为的一本书信。保这个使徒讲到大有能力，然后是圣灵的医治，等等，都是圣灵的在里面做工。
One of the deacons that are chosen, his name is Stephen, and later on, he is on trial for his life in front of Sanhedrin, and everyone in that room sees the same thing. They're going to stone this guy, and verse 15 of chapter 6 says this: His face became as bright as an angel.
这个七个中间有一个用来分配面包的人叫斯蒂凡，他最后的时候被带到犹太公会面前受审判，但是所有人在看到他的时候，他的面貌好像天使的容貌。
That was face of somebody who found peace that came from the Spirit, not years of leadership. Not him, gritting, saying, I'm going to hold myself together. No, the peace came from somebody. And when his life was threatened, that peace was not stolen.
这个斯蒂凡，这个他的平安，在面对死亡时候的平安，并不是通过多年在 这种管理的经验或者咬紧牙关靠着自己的努力来达到的平安，而是从圣灵来的属天的平安。
Philip, another one of the deacons, gets sent to Samaria, and Luke does not describe that trip as some sort of evangelistic strategy. He writes and describes it this way: Spirit said to Philip, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly carried Philip. Philip is being carried by something bigger than his own agenda. And whatever the Spirit, wherever the Spirit carries him, things are happening no human marketing and program can produce.
这个使徒行传还讲另外一个，是腓立比他到撒玛利亚去传道，他告诉我们说是圣灵带领他到撒玛利亚传道，是圣灵的带领，所以说才有各种各样很好的果效。
You see, being filled with the Spirit doesn't mean you have this huge spiritual encounter. Sometimes people do, sometimes don't. But it means staying available to Spirit's direction day after day in ordinary moments in obedience to the Word of God.
被圣灵充满并不是好像一个很大的一种经历，仅仅是经历。有些人会有这样的经历，很奇妙的经历，但有些人没有。被圣灵充满更多是在日常的各种事情上降服于圣灵的带领之下，然后来圣灵的带领做所有的事情。
So when you are full of the Holy Spirit, what does it look like tomorrow morning? What does it look like when you go to work? What does it look like with your wife and husband?
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，那我们明天在我们工作，在我们在家庭，在我们所有的事情的时候，它是一个什么样子才是圣灵充满？
It looks like reading the text message twice before you react to it. It looks like praying for 30 seconds before you go back to that room where the argument started. It's not complicated. What it says is, hey, slow down. The slower is exactly what Spirit wants to do with us so that we don't react to life, but we respond to life.
一个这个被圣灵充满在一个表现，有可能是在你得到回要回这个信息之前再读两遍，确实明白，要思考一下你的回信会对受者会有什么影响，也是一个你在准备要很快的按你的本性是很快继续去争吵的时候，你去祷告30秒钟然后再回去，这个圣灵的带领就是让我们要变慢，这个变慢就是我们要服从圣灵的带领。
Second criteria was full of wisdom. Now, wisdom in New Testament is not cleverness. It isn't just years of experience. A theologian named Creamer described it this way: God's own way of thinking made available in human mind.
这个智慧充足并不是仅仅是经验而已，或者是人的聪明，而是从一个这个神学家他告诉我们说，就是要用神自己的思维方式进入并运行在我们的心里面。
So what does this wisdom look like? If you keep reading Book of James, I have it up there, but I won't read it. You'll see these things. First is careful speech.
如果我们看到这个雅各书里面告诉我们，如果是充满智慧，是应该有什么样的表现？但是我告诉其中一个就是我们要讲话要很谨慎。
Most of the damage happens inside the church. It happens because of careless usage of small words. A husband tells a room full of people, I haven't eaten this well in 5 years. This is so great. And he probably didn't mean much. But his wife who's in that room will carry that beyond that meal.
很多事情就是因为我们讲话的不小心，所以说造成了这种误解和抱怨。有个丈夫可能会说，当着大家说，这是我5年来吃的最好的一个餐饮，但是他说着无心，但是他太太听到以后却会一直记住这句话。
Wisdom stops a person from saying something that's technically true, but it will hurt somebody.
从属天的智慧会带领我们，虽然有些话从技术来层面来讲确实是真实的，但他会告诫圣灵会提醒我们不要讲这些话，因为这些话会伤害到听者。
Wisdom checks before the mouth opens whether the words encourage people or will drag them down.
就是从属天的智慧会提醒我们的话 是来造就人的话，还是愿是会把人给击垮。
I like watching Animal Kingdom footages, and one of the episodes I watch was this mommy elephant and the baby elephant are behind her, and they're crossing this river. And when they get to the other side, the mommy elephant goes up the bank very easily, but the baby elephant can't get up there. So he struggles, and then mommy elephant uses the trunk to lift it and put it up on the bank so they can continue their journey.
我很喜欢看一个，这个是《动物王国》，是一个电影，所以说有这样一个场景，就是一个妈妈这个大象带着一个小的baby 的大象去过河，这个妈妈大象就很容易的就一下子就上到这个河岸上面去，但是因为这个小的大象就很难上去，这个妈妈大象就用它的象牙就是鼻子把这个小的大象很放在了岸上。
Have you noticed when you go to like Chinese seafood market or Korean seafood market when you travel, they have buckets of crabs, but those buckets never have lid?
大家可能注意到在中国的超市里面的话，我们有很多是关于是会有这个水箱，就是装了这些活的这个螃蟹，但这个螃蟹装螃蟹的这个水箱里面从来上面没有盖子。
Have you ever wondered why do aquariums have lid and prevent the fish from jumping out, but then crab buckets are just always open?
大家可能不知道有没有想到这个问题，在水族馆里面的话，上面往往是有个盖子来防止这些在水族这个馆里面的鱼会从上面跳出来，但是在这个螃蟹的箱子里面的话，从来没有这种盖子。
It's because when one crab wants to find freedom and go up and about to go over, you know what happens? Another crab below will crab it and pull it down.
这个问题就是有一个螃蟹想来爬出去寻找自由的时候，另外总是有螃蟹会抓着它，把它抓紧，重新再抓回到这个水箱里面去。
Your speech will either be that mama elephant or the crab to other people.
就我们的言语也可能是，也可以是像这个妈妈这个大象一样去帮助别人，也可能会像一个螃蟹一样把别人会抓向更低的，带向更低的地方。
So as Christians serving in this beautiful church, may our words be the mama elephant, not crab.
我希望大家是在我们这个家庭教会所有的弟兄姊妹，在我们互相彼此侍奉的时候，让我们自己的言语都像这个妈妈大象一样，彼此互相鼓励建造，而不是像螃蟹一样彼此互相的伤害。
If you keep reading Book of James, it talks about slow talking, meaning there's a restraint going on.
这个雅各书也告诉我们，还有一个方向就是要有节制。
In other words, a wise person knows when to stop, at what spot they need to be generous, and when it turns to careless giving.Where conviction turns into control, a wise person will be able to see that.
一个充满智慧的人会能够有这种区分，什么时候才是一个能够在各种情况有很好的把控。
When I used to serve at a different church, we had early dawn worship, 5 a.m., 6 a.m. And this one was special because the beginning of the year, so we had the entire church come and we invited special speakers.
我曾经在一个教会里面去服侍的时候，我们有一个这样的个清晨的节目，有时候是五点钟、六点钟，但这一次的话，是因为是一个新年伊始的一个，相当于晨祷会的样子，我们请了一个特殊的讲员，然后在整个教会有个这样一个晨祷。
And every time that happens, we tell the speaker you have 20 minutes, and if you go further than that, we're going to play music in the background.And when the music comes out, that means you need to wrap it up and finish it. And this man spoke for another 15 to 20 minutes.
我们在这个祷告之前，跟每个讲员都有清楚的交代，嘱咐，就是说是时间的话排得很紧，一般是20分钟，但这个讲员如果是到了20分钟的时候，我们的乐队就会轻轻的弹一些柔和的音乐来提醒讲员赶快的是把这个结束，以便下面的讲员可以来。继续服侍，这个讲员却用了另外的除了二十分钟之外，又用了15到20分钟。
Instead of stopping when the music came out, he used the music like a background music and layered his speech on top of it.
就是当乐团我们的乐队在弹这种轻柔的音乐来做提醒他，赶快把他的分享结束的时候，他 他不仅没有结束，反而是把背景音乐作为一个真的当成背景音乐来好好的利用这个背景音乐继续去他的分享。
So by the time he was done, half the room was empty.
当他结束的时候，就是说在下面参加这个晨祷的会众已经是走了一大半。
And here's why it was empty, because that early dawn service was designed with specific time, because afterwards people receive a message, are blessed, so they can get to work on time. So that's why those time is so important in that early dawn worship.
这个清晨的这个我们的当时这个聚会有一个就是关于时间管理，我们是希望大家都能遵守时间，他们能够得到信息，得到祝福，然后去应用这个信息。
Now that testimony was really good, by the way. It was very strong testimony, and most people never got to hear it because he didn't have the wisdom to start earlier and end on time.
这个讲员他的分享其实是很有力的，但是很遗憾的是，因为他却没有这样的智慧，首先的智慧能够按时的来结束他的分享。
And third, wisdom keeps a person focused on what lasts instead of what feels urgent in the moment.
属天的智慧也会教导我们，会带领我们专注于永恒的事情。
Immediate things always feel like it's urgent, right? And the permanent things always feels like it can always wait.
我们这个现实的事情总是现实生活的事情总是显得那么的急迫，但是关于永恒的事情却是显得是那么的遥远。
And wisdom flips that. It puts God first, even when the pressure in the room is coming from somebody you respect.
属天的智慧就是说让我们把神的事情放在第一位，虽然是我们在当时面临的世上的各种各样的压迫压力。
We know the story of John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace, and you've heard it many times. So perhaps you haven't heard this aspect of it. Newton was a sailor trading slaves in 1748 when his ship hits a massive, massive storm. And the storm is about to rip his ship apart, and he cries out to God, God, save me, and God saves him. And later on, he says that that moment is when he received Christ and he lived his life with faith.
我们大家可能都很知道奇异恩典的作者约翰牛顿的故事。他曾经是一个贩奴隶的水手，在1748年的时候，他的船遇到了一个巨大的风浪，这个船快要简直他感觉快要沉没的时候，他向神来祷告，求神来拯救。神确实是奇妙的拯救了他。他以后在讲述这个事情的时候，就那一天那个时刻，就是他遇见了神，相信接受了神的时刻。
But the part that we don't hear is that Newton did not leave the slave trade that day. He went back to it. He captained slave ships for several more years after that storm while professing his faith the whole time. Before he finally walked away from slave trade for good, he was a Christian, was still doing it. It took even longer before he became the outspoken abolitionist history remembers and asks.
但大家可能不知道的是，就是约翰牛顿虽然当时他遇见了神，他也相信了神，相信了这个福音，但他下面好几年的时间他却是一个贩卖奴隶这个船的船长，他是仍然继续在这个贩奴的这个生意里面。他以后会花了更多的时间，他才成为一个最终是废奴运动中的一个领袖。
And I'm sharing that story because we need to understand that encounter with God does not automatically instantly change a person.
我想给大家分享的是，就是说你即使有遇见神的这种经历，但这个经历并不见得会马上会改变你的人的所有。
And sometimes as Christians we need to understand that some people in the church they're here because their faith is new.Some people are here because they've been in the church for 30, 40 years. And then for this person to expect this person to be here, it's just not going to happen. We have to be patient and wait for people to grow. It's not a moment to lash things out, but it's a moment to wait and slow things down. That's wisdom.
就是我们在教会里面会有属灵有不同的阶层，有些人相对刚刚信主，可能是像属灵的婴孩，有些人有些我们在座中有一些已经信主三四十年的时间，他的信仰的属灵的成熟度是不能相比的。但是对于我们这些属灵 相对比较成熟的，我们不能够特别的是看到属灵这种新来的信徒，要求他们对他们苛责，要求他们必须达到某种属灵的高度。
It took Newton a long time to give up slavery. So doesn't that make sense? If you're one of the persons who get hurt easily by what people say, that it'll take a while before God works in you, so you don't get undone by what somebody says.
就是约翰牛顿是花了好几年的时间才能意识到这个贩卖奴隶是一个罪恶的事情。对我们来讲，如果我们轻易的就会被别人讲的一句话受到伤害的时候，也可能会需要几年的时间才能够让我们能够在主里面变得更加成熟，不会经常被别人的一句轻易的这种评论来受到伤害。
And doesn't it make sense that if you have somebody around you who just uses careless words, and not to lash out at them, but give them time and room for God to work in them, so they can overcome that?
同时的话，就是如果我们有这样的倾向的话，经常喜欢批评论断的话，也是需要我们时间才能够真正的改变我们。
See, careful speech, restraint, staying oriented towards what lasts. You put all three things together, and there's a common core, and that is this: slow down.
谨慎的言语、节制和专注永恒的事情，这三点有一个共同的这个主线，就是我们要变慢下来。
Remember, wisdom is never in a hurry, because the moment you hurry, the small things will start to make decisions for you.
智慧从来不是从来不是匆匆忙忙的。如果我们是急忙忙的要做某件事情，这个往往不是它会这个匆忙就会代替我们做出不合适的决定。
So you need to come back to be filled with the Spirit and the wisdom of God.
所以说我们在每时每刻在遇见这些事情的时候，就需要来到神的面前，在那个时刻被圣灵充满。
I probably share with you that I had a sister that passed away before I was born.
我不知道有没有给大家分享，我有一个姐姐在我出生之前就已经过世了。
And my fourth brother, I have six of them, passed away when he was 42.
我有一个第四个兄长，他在42岁的时候就过世了。
And when that happened, my mom did something that I've never saw her do. She stopped reading the Bible, she stopped singing hymns, and she stopped family worship, which we've done as immigrant family.Since we came to the States.
当这些灾难降临的时候，我的母亲，她就停止了读经、祷告和唱圣诗。然而，她却是在我们到了美国之后，会一直坚持带领我们家庭做这些事情。
She stopped for about 3 to 6 months.
我的母亲就是因为这个痛苦和悲伤，停止了3到6个月。
And then she opened the Bible and she started reading Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd."
然后我母亲开始打开圣经读23:23，就说神是我的牧者，耶和华是我的牧者。
She did not ignore the pain, she did not ignore the hurt she was feeling, but she needed time for the Lord to work in her heart. And then when the time was there, then she opened the Bible again, allowed the word to minister to her once again.
他并不是忘记了这些伤痛，而是他神来医治我们每个人的话需要一定时间。当时间到来的时候，他让神的话彻底的治愈了他。
Later on, she developed, you know, she got older in her 90s. She developed Alzheimer's, and when I went to visit her, she didn't recognize me, and she said, "Who are you?"
后来我的母亲在她90岁的时候。他有了就是奥斯海默老人痴呆症。我去访问我母亲的时候，他已经不再能认出我了。他问你是谁。
And then I'll tell her, "I'm your last son, Mom." And then she never called me Sam. She always said, "Pastor, right? Moksa, right?" Always said Moksa, right? Or Moksa Nim, and she'll always refer to me that way.
他已经是不能叫出我的名字来。他我就告诉他我是你最小的儿子，但他却不能够叫出我的名字来。他是用一种独特的方式认为我是一个牧师。
And then she looked beside me and goes, "Who's that pretty girl next to you?" Right? And I said, that's my wife, mom.
然后他问说，在你身边那个美丽的女人是谁？我就告诉我的母亲说，那是我的太太。
And here's what was incredible for me to witness. Because when I went to see my mom, I know that's my mom, but it didn't feel like my mom. She forgot a lot of things, except one thing, Psalm 23. Until the day she passed, she memorized that chapter. And I believe she memorized that chapter after my brother passed away. And she found comfort in the Spirit who ministered to her through that chapter.
就是我的母亲，因为是因为她得了阿尔茨海默这个疾病，她很多事情都已经忘记了，但是直到她死的时候，她都能够彻底的背诵诗篇二十三篇。我相信是因为是我的姐姐和哥哥过世以后，我的母亲才开始背诵并记忆这个诗篇二十三篇。神用他奇妙的方式，通过这个诗篇来治愈了，彻底的治愈了她。
She didn't run to the church and try to fake that she's all okay. No, she knows the Spirit will work in her and it needs time. And she had to slow down. And that's wisdom.
她并没有在经历这悲伤的时候很快回到教会，就是说好像是假装这些悲伤并不存在。她是让神的灵在真正的治愈每个人需要不同的时间。她
The last thing I want to... Oops, sorry. Go ahead. Are we done?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think we'll move on. Point three. The last thing I want to share is that cross of Jesus Christ makes small things smaller than.
最后一页我想给大家分享的是十字架上小问题仍然成为小问题。
Hebrews 12:2 says...
希伯来书十二章二节告诉我们，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
It says we do this, and this refers to verse 1, where it says strip off the weight, the sin that drags you, so you can run fully towards God that is set before you.
他在前面说我们这么做，我们这么做是指的是希伯来书十二章第一节，就是最主要是指罪的羁绊，我们要把卸下所有一些羁绊我们影响我们奔跑跟随神的这些束缚。
And then he says in verse 2, just pointing to Christ, look how Jesus did it. And one of the phrases I want to focus on is disregarding its shame.
这个十二章第二节我想让大家特别看重的就是耶稣轻看了羞辱。
You see, crucifixion wasn't just a physical torture, it was built to humiliate people. The whole point is that whoever's on that cross, as public watches him or her and sees what's happening, is basically saying this person on the cross is worthless, a burden to the empire.
这个就是十架这个刑罚不仅仅是身体上的痛苦，另外一方面它也是来羞辱受这个刑罚的人，他是让所有人看到在这挂在十字架上这个男人或者女人，他对他是完全没有任何用途的，是对整个罗马帝国是一个负担。
Jesus took that shame on himself and he kept his eyes forward and he turned that ugly instrument into the instrument of salvation.
耶稣就是把这个羞辱完全当到了自己的身上，他看到神永恒的拯救的计划。
Notice what Jesus didn't do. He didn't ignore the shame. He didn't say this is not real. He didn't ignore the pain and the mockery and the people that was around him. He felt every bit of it. What he refused to do is allow the shame to have the last word in his life.
耶稣基督并不是假装这个痛苦不存在，这个羞辱并不存在。他是真真实实感受了十字架上的痛苦和羞辱，但他做的是没有让这些羞辱和痛苦成为最终。决定他的一切的定论。
He kept his eyes on the joy waiting for him after the pain and the suffering. And that joy is what let him carry what would have crushed anybody else.
他定睛在那永恒的荣耀上面，这个定睛在永恒的事情呢，是让他能够承受这些痛苦和羞辱。
So in the early church, when they complain about the widows not getting enough food, we need to deal with that. But we also need to put that in the grand scheme of things. This is what God is doing. And the bread issue is right here. And make it the size it should be, not blow it up so it ruins the bigger framework that God has given us.
就是在当时的教会，就是分面包分配不公这个问题，确实是大家需要处理。但是我们也应该有这样的智慧，在神整个宏大的计划里面，分配面包确实是只是一件小的事情。神有给我们更大的使命。
The Bible tells us the cross is the source of the Spirit. Spirit is the source of the wisdom. And the wisdom is what lets you deal with small things without it crushing you.
圣经告诉我们说，圣灵从十字架而来，十字架给我们以智慧，这个属天的智慧是能够让我们能够处理各种各样小事，在圣灵的带领下面做出正确的处理。
So that connects Calvary to the Pentecost, Pentecost to the bread table in Jerusalem, and to you and to me tomorrow morning in the meetings, the interactions we have this week.
圣灵的带领从十架到了五旬节，从五旬节到了分饼的这个队伍里面，然后同时也到了我们要做的每天要做的所有的事情里面。
So the answer is not let's get little sensitive, less sensitive, control our reaction, push ourselves. That's not the answer. The answer is what apostles are requiring people to deal with this, which is be filled with the Spirit and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
我们要处理这些所有的事情的话，不是要靠我们个人的意志力或者假装这些事情不存在或者辨认是不要更加的敏感，而是要像我们今天所讲到，要我们每个人都圣灵充满，满有智慧。
So if you want to serve in the church or serve in the church right now, you want to teach, whatever you want to do in the church, one of your the prayers should be, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me the wisdom so I can protect this beautiful congregation for the people that you have entrusted to this church with wisdom of God and the love of God.
如果你有心在教会做任何的服事, 我们每个人需要做的一个祷告，就是说，请求圣灵来充满我们，让我们有属天的智慧，让我们能够在神这个奇妙的家里面做出更好的服事。Let's
end with this story, and then we'll have communion. In 2012, there was a company called Knight Capital, and what they did was they bought and sold stocks for a living, and they did that for 17 years to build it up.
就是我在最后再给大家讲一个故事，然后我们就去做圣餐。在2012年的时候，有这样一个公司，它是华尔街的公司，它叫应该是骑士资本，它做的就是买卖股票，做这个 market maker 做市商。
One day they updated their computer programs. There were 8 computers, and this person carelessly only updated 7 and left the third one with the old program. Now it's more complicated than that, but that's as much as we need to know.
有一天他们就是要更换他们那个交易程序，他们有8台电脑，但是这个负责做这个软件更新这个人只更新了信用器材，却忘记了另外有一台并没有得到更新。Next
day at 9:30, the stock market opens like it always does, and new orders come in for stock to be bought and sold, which Knight Capital did every single day. And these orders got sent to all 8 computers, including the one that wasn't updated. So when the orders came in, it's trading, selling, and nobody knows what's going on until 5 minutes passes, and they notice that the stocks are jumping up and down for no apparent reason.
就是市场，第二天他们做完这个软件更新之后，第二天市场还是按九点，就中午时间9点半的时候正式开盘。开门之后的话，他们就收到很多的这个交易的这个指令，这个交易的指令是送到这个八台这个公司的8台电脑里面。 包括那一台没有得到软件更新的那台电脑，结果他们并不知道发生了什么事情。结果是过了45分钟，他们发现的是这个股票的价格上下波动十分厉害。And
by the time they found out, it was 10:15. And by 10:15, the company has lost $440 million. And the company that took 17 years to build, gone before lunch.
他们最终发现的问题是在过了45分钟之后，在10:15东部时间的时候，他们发现了这个问题。但那个时候，他们公司已经损失了4亿4千万美金。这个公司花了10几年建立的公司，结果在45分钟之内就完全被摧毁。
Nobody set out to destroy Knight Capital. It's just a careless mistake by one person.
没有人在这个歧视资本里面的员工，没有人就是说那一天他有意的话要把这个公司给摧垮，结果是由于其中一个员工这种不负责任、没有仔细的这个动作，就造成了这个结果。
No one wakes up in the morning to hurt the church. No one wakes up in the morning to tear it apart. It starts with a bread line that wasn't quite fair. It starts with one number on a report that doesn't match. It starts with careless comment and careless joke.
我们的教会里面是没有人就说是要有意的是要摧毁我们教会，结果我们教会得到损害的时候，往往是因为是这样一个面包分配不公，或者是一个无心的这种分享这种评论，然后就造成了不可逆的有时候这种损害。
And this is why apostles asked for people full of the spirit and wisdom to deal with the bread line.
这是为什么使徒要求我们在教会说的侍奉上，不论大小，就像分配面包这种事情，也是需要有圣灵充满和蛮有智慧的人来做这些事情。
So this week when you go back to work, your coworker might say something. You may get an email that you want to read twice before you react. Your husband might say something that irritates you. It always happens, right? Or you may say something that irritates your husband. Your kids might disrespect you. Those are your breadline.
就是下面我们在新的一周开始的时候，我们回到我们的工作，你的同事可能会讲话，可能发邮件来触动你，让你感到不愉快，也可能在家里面的时候，作为丈夫和太太，可能会彼此之间这种评论可能会引起争执和不愉快。这就是我们每个人所要面对的顶的问题和。
So then, as we close our time together and have communion, when those moments arise, may you take a moment to seek God's Spirit and His wisdom, so you don't react to these things, but rather you respond to them according to the way God wants us to respond. And even in the church, as we deal with each other, we're people, fallen. I tell our people, yes, I'm a pastor, but if you hang out with me long enough, I will say something that might hurt you. But let's have the bandwidth of the Spirit so we can forgive and walk this journey together.
在我们下面要做所有的事情，求圣灵带领我们，在我们遇见这些事情，每次都祷告，求圣灵来带领我们，圣灵充满我们，给我们智慧，能够与彼此之间互相饶恕，互相建造。
So a church like Jesus, a beautiful community. Amen. This will never happen to you. But if it does, I hope today's word encourage you to lift people up. And it's the first week of the month, so we're going to partake of this table. And the wine represents the blood of Jesus, and the wafer represents the body of Christ that was broken for us, and is given to His followers. So this morning, or this afternoon now, as we take it, may we remember the message. And if there's anything in us that has been harboring bitterness and hurt because of what somebody else said, let's bring that to the cross, make ourselves right before Him, and let's journey afresh as we partake of the communion. Amen? Let me pray. Father, we thank You for this afternoon. As we partake of these elements, we remember Jesus who absorbed all of our sins that we may have life in Him. And may we offer that same grace to those around us as we remember who You are. In Jesus' name. Let me pray once more and take a look. Father, we are grateful and in love with you because of your love that was displayed so beautifully on the cross. And on that cross, the grace of God of dying for our sins and rose from the dead so we can have hope in you. And as we partake of these elements, we commit in our hearts to live our lives full of the Spirit and with the wisdom of Christ. The church you have placed in here in Milpitas will be made more beautiful, more amazing for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take the elements together.